deserve of this real knowledge. Like this here. Talk to him. Give him some. Skin to skin. Bones to clones. Never leave your mind.
Welcome, welcome, friends, family, and disgruntled listeners to the 25th edition of To the Maroon, a show about everything and nothing. And happy Maroon Monday. I am your host, Danny, aka Captain Maroon, and I will be joined in a minute by my co-host, Sean, also known by his rap name, Mr. Flashy, aka King Shingle. And in today's pod, I start out talking about how far we are willing to go for medical attention, and it devolves to an AI conversation. Of course, one of our favorite topics at the moment, but more specific for this pod, Burry versus Palantir. Enter the ring of the bubble. Oh, then Sean describes how he got banned. That's right, banned from DoorDash. He got banned from DoorDash. And almost starved to death. Seriously. I mean, this guy has no survival skills. Or maybe any skills at all, really, outside of his job, which he is allegedly good at, quote unquote. But after stories like this, you're like, dude, how are you alive? And you know what? I can't really throw stones because in this pod, I also continue to describe my fantasy nightmare, my absolute descent into fantasy madness. I mean, it's one of the only things in the world where the more time and effort you put into it, somehow the worse you are. Or maybe it's just me. I don't know. As usual. And with that, let's go on a journey, my fellow Maroons. Philosopher, start us on a good note. 100 bar, boy.
Give it. West Coast back in the fold, bringing the fire like that Santa Ana window. Sooner or later, gotta acknowledge this game. OG balance with that Minecraft thing. Hood to hood connections all across the globe. Putting these vibes back where they belong. Been better since I stepped onto the scene. Kind of lyrics make your mama wanna sing. Unlock these doors, let me in. It's a philosopher with the gift of being musical tracks, beginning to the end. California.
Going to like some like fucking van, you know, like you're just like it's just like some guy who claims he's a doctor, and you're just like, well, I don't know. It's not a whole lot of blood on the seat.
Yeah.
It's a little bit, but it is a doctor's office. You'd expect some. And then they never hear from you again. They're like, well, why do you take the risk? All the doctors are busy for the next 6 months.
Don't we have AI doctors? Where's the AI doctors at?
Yeah. Oh, well, they can diagnose, but they can't perform the procedure. Well, how come there's no one to perform the procedure? Oh, well, they all quit because the AI doctors are taking
all the AI doctors took their jobs.
So, sounds like you guys didn't plan this at all. It's actually an interesting segue about AI because it's always in our topic of conversation for us.
Oh, yeah.
And it's funny because, you know, we've said it many a time, and we're not alone on this. The AI bubble, how it feels like it's an AI bubble. You were saying it's an AI bubble because they have the energy problems. Like they just, it's too much money to run it.
Oh yeah.
And they can't spend the money to cool it and, you know, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And what's really interesting, what I'm finding out is they're saying, okay, so, oh, it's going to make things really a lot more efficient, right? It's going to make everyone more productive and all this stuff. But someone, this article I was reading, this guy was saying, well, the thing with that is how do you quantify that right now? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, it made, let's say this employee, it would have taken them an hour to do this like project. And they just asked Common AI to do it. And they did it in 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Now, can you quantify, what did that employee do with that extra hour that they got?
Oh, yeah.
Did they do another project and that they would not have done because, you know, they wouldn't have time? Or did they like play solitaire and like look at like their flex and fantasy football and, you know, talk to the mm-hmm. coworker because yeah. they had the time, you know?
Ex-hamster.
I could see a little mixture. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Did they hit up that homepage? yeah. So, it's like, I'm like, yeah, that's a good point. How do you quantify that? How do you, we were so much more productive last year. It's like, you still have to have the person, right? To like do the work or whatever, or to massage the data, to enter it into the AI, to have the right prompts or whatever. But now you have to pay for the AI.
Yeah.
You have to put more money into that. So you're actually losing money.
Yeah. And then what happens when it breaks? Now it's like infinitely more complicated than like a worker. They can kind of catch it easier with AI. It's like, hey, I'm going to keep chugging along until somebody reprograms me to do something different.
Incoming hard transition. But right now in the fucking, the Twitter sphere, the Twitter beef sphere, the Michael Short, the guy from Big Short fame, Michael Burry, is having a beef with the CEO of Palantir.
Oh shit.
Because he just announced that, because he hasn't really done anything in social media in years. So Burry announced on the earnings call day of Palantir.
Okay.
The same day they had their earnings call. Mm-hmm. Burry announced that, hey, I have a like almost $1 trillion short put option against Ooh. Palantir.
Holy shit.
And it caused their stock to go down like 10%.
Yeah.
And it's basically down to zero. Yeah, it's a bubble. Right. Yeah. I mean, if the way things are going, man, who knows? I mean, AI can do so many things, but a lot of people are going, are these good things? Like, is it doing things we want? And so, they were going back and forth. And after he put that put option out in Twitter, the CEO of Palantir basically said, well, what does this guy know? This guy's a moron. And who shorts the companies that are making all the money? I mean, who does that? And then Burry responded back saying, look, doesn't surprise me that this guy doesn't know financing and doesn't understand basically how they're, let's say, manipulating their depreciation of assets right now.
Oh, 100%.
Like they are saying, so, and you know, because we're in tech and, you know, you probably would know this way more than I would, but I have like some idea that, you know, tech accelerates to the point of degradation very fast. So, you know, it's just not usable. It's just crap.
Yeah.
And so servers, historically, they said maybe like 3 years, you know, 3-4 years. Cause that's about when the new like version comes out, you know, or whatever. So either way, they depreciated them usually like at Google, Meta, you know, Amazon, all these companies, like around 3 years. Well, since COVID in the last few years, all this AI spending, now they're adding the depreciation time 2 years. They're making it now 4 years, 5 years out of like nowhere, but the hardware is basically the same.
Yeah.
And so what Burry is pointing out is like, well, you guys are just like kind of overinflating your assets, right? And making them seem more valuable than they are. He's saying it could be like almost $200 billion they're overestimating.
Yeah.
And then he also was saying that cloud computing is going down. Like they're like starting to fire a lot of their teams and consolidate because they're scaling back because there's not as much of a demand in the cloud computing space as they
are. Oh yeah. People are coming back. They're saying it's because you end up in the speaking of CapEx world, when you go to the cloud, everything is operational. So that's like a constant money drip. As opposed to the capital, which is like you spend it once and then you get something. So cloud is just like year after year after year, you're spending just to keep the lights on. You don't get to keep that stuff. It's all rented. So they're saying, we don't want to rent anymore. It's not worth it. Like we're losing money renting, particularly for what they're doing. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. No, it turns out that, renting stuff all the time isn't a good, you know, decision to do if, like, you can afford the thing, right? I mean, isn't that the joke? Didn't anyone say It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia where they rent their couch? for like 10 years. And it's like, just fucking buy it. And they spent like 10 grand on a couch, basically. And they're like doing the math. They're like, what are we doing? And then they're going, well, we should rent out the couch. And turns out no one is that dumb to rent a couch, you know? So it's like that. It's like, what are we doing here? How dumb are we? So yeah, dude, it's interesting because yeah, they're going back and forth and having like this Twitter beef where basically the Palantir CEO is saying, well, we're a company that's going to help Americans. And we're going to make their lives better. And why would you bet against us? And I'm like, oh man, yeah, he's getting really defensive. This is starting to sound like, oh, maybe this really is a bubble, and like this might be popping soon. And apparently, Altman, who's the CEO of OpenAI, mm-hmm. he was on some podcast where they asked him some question, like, "Hey, like you're basically spending like $1 trillion, right, on all this like you know infrastructure stuff. Where is this money coming from?"
Yeah,
and he got really defensive and was like, "Well, if you don't like it, why don't you just sell your shares?" Was this quote. And
oh, it's yeah, like, sounds about right.
That's a little defensive, right? Like, doesn't that mean, like, isn't that a pretty innocuous question? Like, hey, yeah, how are you like, raising all this money?
Yeah, how dare you? This is amazing. How are you getting all this money for this infrastructure, which makes no money?
They were going back and forth, and basically, it was comical to me because the OpenAI guy was getting defensive, and you'd think that if that question was asked, if they went public, which right now they're not, they're private, but if they were public and they were asked on an earnings call, hey, where'd you get all this money from? You think if the guy's like, well, how dare you? You can just sell your shit. And like, that's an investor and it's like a, you know, a board member, or it's like a board member, right? Going, hey, where are you getting this money from?
I don't know if that's the regulatory commission, which there doesn't seem to be any, because Doge got rid of all of that. But it's like, if a regulator comes to you and says, where are you getting all this money from? And you're like, I don't have to tell you shit. Right. Yeah. Right. Like, how about you go to prison?
Me's got a second idea. Yeah, dude. It's crazy because OpenAI is private right now. Mm-hmm. And I have heard anything from they make $13 billion a quarter to they lose $13 billion a quarter.
I've heard the same stuff. Yeah. Like, wait.
And I'm like,
what? Yeah.
That is really dubious, right? That is an insane. It's one thing if, like, oh, I heard that they might be making $13 billion or $5 billion. You're like, oh, it sounds like they're overinflating. It could be positive $10 billion or negative. And then apparently there's like some court stuff coming out where they're like talking about the CEO where Altman, where he's like basically he's getting called like these like names, like he's disingenuous and you know distrustworthy and stuff like that. And it's like, oh, and he works for a company that's private and their earnings are like wildly, you know, like the range is incredibly vast. And and he's getting defensive now on when he getting asked about where he's getting this money from. Oh, and his CFO said, we might ask the government
for bailout.
For some money for, you beat me to it. We're going to ask some money for the government to help us, keep these expenditures going. Mm-hmm. And you mean like a bailout?
Yeah.
You know, AKA a bailout? And what does that sound like? That sounds like, oh, wait. And then Altman had to come out and be like, no. We don't need to do that. No, because it sounds horrible, the fact that they're even suggesting it. Mm-hmm. So here's OpenAI, who supposedly could be making a lot of money or could be losing a lot of money. They are guaranteed spending $1.5 trillion
for
the next, 5 years. That's guaranteed. And then what's happening is they're saying, hey, we're announcing we're going to buy $100 billion of NVIDIA chips. And then NVIDIA goes, hey, we're pledging $100 billion to OpenAI. And you're like, well, that's the money they, what? You guys aren't making, wait a second. You guys can't both report that as profit, right? Oh, they did. So it's like, well, wait a second. You're netting zero. Both, you guys are, wait a second. huh, what happens in a couple of years here when someone goes, so what is this making? And someone pulls up a AI video, and it's of my buddy, Mr. Cardano, and he's like riding a jet ski, you know, with like dolphins behind him. And he's like, you know, when I first adventured in Capex, you know, I wasn't sure either.
I was smoking on this Capex the other day.
Yeah. Yeah. Riding on Capex, smoking on Capex. And he's just. And which is, by the way, not inaccurate. Sean sent us like 30 AI videos the other day of him like hanging out with like a rhino and him like on a boat. I mean, just like all this ridiculous. It's like absurd because he had like this subscription. He's like, I'm going to use it. But like, this is what AI is getting us.
Yeah.
It's getting us videos like that. And then I don't know if you just heard, again, not how relevant this will be, but Russia just premiered their AI robot, their autonomous, you know, fucking robot. Mm-hmm. It took a few steps to Rocky.
Yeah.
And then it fucking collapsed on its face. And they tried to pull a cover up as like they hauled. It was like a body. They're like, haul. You have to see it. It's like something out of a fucking comedy, dude. They're playing Rocky and they're hauling this AI body away that just fell. They just face planted at a fucking release and they're holding up like a little cover to try to cover it up. And it's like half assed. It is fucking preem. Oh, dude. Oh, my fucking God. It is amazing. And this is like their big reveal. Like, Russia's like, we's in this AI race, dude.
We're one of the contenders here. Yeah.
Yeah. We're one of the contenders. We are just a sitcom now. Earth has become a sitcom. And I'm here for it. Next topic.
I want to eat now. Shit. You know what I'm going to do? Uber Eats. No, I'm Grubhub now. I'm on Grubhub because DoorDash broke for me. Did I tell you that? DoorDash stopped working for me. And I've been using this like religiously for like years. And they're like, yeah, we're not making enough money off of you because you order too much. And
really?
Yeah, it just
stopped. I've never even heard that's a thing.
I know, you right?
order too much. Where they're like, you're not. We're not making money for you.
Well, it's like
it's DoorDash's whole thing is they charge so much money.
Yeah,
they're like Jesus Christ, we're losing tens of thousands of dollars because he's dashing multiple times a day. He's got the dash done that pass.
Before. I've done that before. Yeah,
see, they're like, oh, we didn't plan for this. Yeah, we have to, sir. We have to cancel your subscription for overuse.
Yeah.
Like, you're like basically getting kicked out of a restaurant for the all-you-can-eat buffet.
Oh, my God. It was horrible. It's like, I thought I was going to die. Like, they've sentenced me to death. And it's like, oh, I'm going to try. Oh, let me hook in my Venmo. Oh, that doesn't work. Credit card. Oh, that doesn't work. And it's like, okay, how about PayPal? Oh, no, that doesn't work. Like, what the fuck? Can I hook in my checking account? And it's, oh, no, or... Yeah, you can't do that. And it's just like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to like not use. I'm going to have to go to the store in person.
You're going to have to like sacrifice like a person to get your next burrito. You know, like yeah. Blood for the blood god.
Oh, 100% blood for the blood god. And yeah, I mean, and with Grubhub, I was having problems too at first. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm banned off of all the apps, all the eating apps.
Yeah.
And
that would actually be really funny if that's.
Oh, my happened. God. If they. Yeah, I'm still convinced they did it. Yeah. Oh, no, well, temporarily blackballed. I think they did it just to like test. Like, you know how like we experiment on computers? Well, I think computers are going to experiment on us. And they're like, what if we took away Sean's porn and his. You know, like food delivery.
Yeah. So his H.
Yeah.
His H and his O, like his hydrogen and his, you know. Yeah. Now he just has two.
I mean, I remember being like quite out of sorts. Is how to put it. Like if I'm glad I don't own a automatic weapon. I'll say that much because it was going to be like, oh, this is over.
I was just picturing you just staring at a screen and you're like going through the motions. Like, you're not, you have no access to the porn.
Yeah.
But you're going through the motions, you know? Yeah. You're like, well,
I wish I could say you were wrong, but I can't.
So I shan't.
Muscle memory is a hell of a thing.
And then, yeah, now I'm picturing, you know, like you lose, you know, your other, your DoorDash. Like, okay, so now you have to, you know, basically do what everyone else has done since the beginning of time, which is make the food, or go and get the food, or eat at the restaurant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that a fucking sheep? it's like a goat. I was like one of those, like, you know, those goats that like fainting goats.
A fainting goat. So,
yeah. You've never heard of a fainting goat?
I guess it's I a am the, a fainting goat. So.
Yeah, well, you just made a sound.
It's my mating call.
That's basically what they do. Yeah, you'd mate with a fainting goat. These fainting goats, it's like their whole, like, what do you call it? Like, their evolutionary thing is they faint and they act like they're dead. And they just go still.
Like a possum or something? The thing just,
yeah, and they just go so still that, like, the thing just leaves them alone. And so they just go... But, like, I swear they make that noise, too. So, like, they go down, which is just, you know, chef's kiss. At that point, how do you go after that thing, you know? It's like, oh, it's... Anyway, moving on. Speaking of must reiterate, did I ever tell you about my fantasy football team?
Once or twice.
Did I tell you how I recently got into fantasy basketball? Because I need to lose up more things. because Schoolboy Q said, "Do you want to play it?" And in my mind, that was, he forced me to play it. It's like, well, you've backed me into a corner, is now what I'm telling people. As fuck. So yeah, I'm like fantasy basketball,
football, and baseball, basketball.
Yeah, you know what? I went a week ago collectively with the football teams and the fantasy basketball.
Yeah,
1-6. Oh my god! Sorry, 1-5. Because 1-6, I have 6 teams. So there you go. It's impossible for you to go 1-5. That's what it was.
Hey,
almost 0-6.
Yeah, I was gonna say 0-6 would have been the funniest. Yeah.
Yeah, I did just go 0-6 this week. It was just a matter of time, like Thanos. I am inevitable at losing at fantasy. Back to the pod.
That would
for sure.
That would have been chef's kiss. Yeah.
Well, hopefully this will add to the funny. So my plan this year, because I've lost my mind with fantasy, is there is in Yahoo, there's a profile. It keeps track year after year if you win a championship, right? Your wins and losses and all that. And it shows you your rating. It's basically like your ratio. And you know me about my ratio.
Oh, all about it. Yeah.
All about my ratio. My kill-death ratio. Oh, in Yahoo, they show you your profile and they show you your rating. And I was in gold. And basically, it goes, you know, obviously bronze, silver, gold, and then like platinum and diamond or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And my goal was to go from gold to platinum.
Yeah.
Because I knew I had what it takes this year. I had the skills. Mm-hmm. I had the bills. I was going to do 5 teams.
Yeah.
I think I put this on the last pod. It was hundreds of dollars. It's like $500, bunch of money. My plan was I did the research. I watched the preseason games. I read, these are the teams, or these are the players to pick up on the waiver wire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are the defenses to stream, and these are the sleepers and all this stuff.
I've never heard this before.
I have had such a horrific season in Yahoo. It has now, I have not gone from gold to platinum. I have lost so many weeks now consecutively. I am now been knocked down to too, I was at the literal last level you could be at silver. It goes like 600, 700. I was at 600, 1 point away from being knocked down to bronze this week.
One point, barely clinging.
Barely hung on. And guess what? I'm not out of the water. Yeah. I could lose next week. Boom, bronze. It's on the table. Because I have two teams that are basically in last place. Update number two. You'll be pleased to know that I have officially been knocked down to bronze. I was at gold, wanted platinum, knocked down to bronze. And if there is something more pathetic than bronze, they'll invent it for me. Back to the pod. Speaking of all my frustration.
Yeah,
fantasy basketball, just to finish that real quick. Yeah. So I added to that. I don't know why I added to that. Now I'm going to go to fucking bronze, and I'm adding a thing that's making me be even worse, because it's, you know, another thing to say zero in championships. And so in basketball, you know how in football, you love this, how everyone's questionable.
Yeah. Oh, questionable. Yeah.
Everyone's questionable. Are they going to play? Who knows? It's questionable. So they're out, right? And I could like plan accordingly. Well, yeah. They might play.
Right.
So they're playing, right? No, don't. I wouldn't plan on them playing. Mm-hmm. So they're not. Yeah. Anyway, it's insane. It's insanity. Yeah. Especially if they play in like the afternoon or later. And you're like, well, there's no contingency now. Everyone's played. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, well, you should have thought about that. You're like, fuck you. Fucking Christian McCaffrey questionable. Anyway, in basketball, the questionable, the new Q, mm-hmm. You ready for the new Q?
Yeah.
The new Q is GTD. Game time decision.
Ooh.
Everyone is fucking GTD on my team every day. every fucking player. It's like a roster of 10, and it's like 8 players are, well, GTD. We're all game time decision. Like, what does that mean? What does it fucking mean? Your game time. What does that, like, can you do that like for work? Can I do that as a courtesy for work?
Yeah.
Like, hey Danny, you know, you coming to the meeting? Well, I'm a game time decision.
Yeah, I'll let you know. Meeting time decision. I'm not even gonna let you know before so you can get somebody else to come in. I'm gonna at the moment it's starting. Hello everybody. Welcome to the meeting. Yeah. Danny, are you here? No. I decided. No. No means no.
It's like, we're talking to you at 8 o'clock. The meeting is at 10. Do you know if you're going to be here in the next 2 hours? I can't tell you. I'm a meeting time decision. What do you want from me? Take it up with the CBA, you know? I don't have to tell you until 10 minutes till tip off. Till meet and tip. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
How is this thing? God. And all this gambling stuff coming out, which I'm sure you heard about.
Oh, with, yeah.
Basketball.
We called that shit at the beginning of the year. Oh, gambling. It's going to be AI now. There's going to be AI in it. And what a shock. There's AI. AI and gambling. That's our society. That's what we've built.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's fucking AI and gambling. And now there's famous basketball players getting popped at like poker games.
Yeah.
And rigged poker games. And then now players or coaches reporting injuries that are happening before the public knows, and you know, shit like that.
Yeah.
And they're saying, well, it's isolated. Yeah, it's just a few of them. Whoops. Turns out. Might be a lot of them. It might be all the sports. Who knows? Anyway, back to fantasy. So I'm playing someone in fantasy. Dude, I'm playing someone in fantasy. His team name, you know what it is this week? Mama, I hubgree.
Hubgree?
Mama, I hubgree. And he has like as you can imagine, a racist picture of his profile picture.
Of course, yeah.
That's Mama, I hubgree. Uh-huh. So as you can imagine, he has a way better record than me. He's in third place. And then I also decided to play basketball for some inexplicable reason. Mm-hmm. And I lost to Dan week one, who, by the way, fucking auto-drafted.
Yeah!
Auto-DraftKings over here.
That is,
He talked me into playing. He didn't even draft. And the draft was during Nathan's cigar whiskey night. Mm-hmm. It was at the same time. And I was like, hey, can we change the draft?
Yeah.
And he's like, we tried. Can't change. So I'm like drafting while drinking whiskey. I got like basically like a fucking party, like looking like a fucking nerd, the nerd that I am.
Yeah.
Like fantasy. They're like, are you playing a draft? Are you doing a draft right now? Is that, that's what they're saying. I'm like, ooh, should I pick up LeBron? Fourth round. Pretty good value. LeBron James. He doesn't even fucking pick his team. Auto drafts. He doesn't pick up anyone on the waiver wire. You know me, I pick up everyone that I can. Everyone that allows me to.
Yeah.
He beats me week one. Already a loser. Oh, I paid money for this, by the way. Oh, that's right. And when I wrote this, I already played. So let me see. I played Mama I Hubgree. Let me see. I actually already played him last week. Did I? Oh, wait, that's right. I don't have to look at it. I lost to Mama I Hubgree. What am I doing here? I paid money for this shit, Sean. I paid a lot of money for this.
It needs to be like gambling needs to be banned again. Like I've used to be like, I still am of the opinion of like drugs should be legal in terms of like, you know, you can't like throw somebody in prison for like smoking weed or something like that. But it should be like harder to get. And like gambling, they've just like if you say, okay, I don't want to gamble or I just, you know, I don't want it in the same room as me. Gambling is so tough because before you'd have to go to the Indian casino. And man, when did we go there? You and I went there. Geez, must have been 4 years ago, 3 years ago. We went to someplace in Santa Rosa. What the hell was that place? Some sort of Spirit Mountain? No, that can't be. Yeah, it's up in Santa Rosa. There's like an In-N-Out next to it. It's like this big casino hotel. What the hell was the name of it? But anyways, I guess it doesn't matter. It's just another casino. And going in there, I mean, particularly in the slot machine land, everybody looked sad, depleted. Just like, oh man, this is, but the good, at least it was like you had to go there. So,
right.
You know, you might be drawn there. Like it's in your, you know, DNA. Like, oh, I got to go this month. I want to win. I want to see what I can get. But at least it's not like, at least there's not a slot machine in your fucking house, like right next to you. And now 2025 with all the advertising and all the laws that are like, oh yeah, you can gamble on your phone. You can gamble online and all the streaming. I mean like kick.com, which was, this is real life. Like, no, it's a gambling site that streams about gambling. That's the number one thing that they stream. And all of that shit in DraftKings and FanDuel and Yahoo Sports and all of that, it's just like, it's so fucking in people's faces. It's like, this is fucking like, it's attacking our society. Like, this should be like, you have to go to a back alley den to like do fantasy football. But instead it's like, you literally like you're sleeping and you wake up, you get something's on your phone, and the first thing you open your eyes and you look at your phone and it's like, ooh, someone's on the waiver wire. It's like, like fucking predatory
constant.
Shit. It is so constant. Fucking awful. Yeah.
Speaking of, I think Henderson just got me another touchdown. I got another 20. Spot him, got him.
I left it up as you're queuing up that whole rant. I had the fucking fantasy.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it couldn't have been better. Unplanned, which is why that is so fucking funny. I mean, he's got me 30 points, Sean. This is his best game of the season. Where was this the whole year?
Gold mine over here. Yeah.
I can't believe how perfectly that worked out. Just like I can't believe that I now play fantasy basketball and have 6 leagues and have been knocked down to bronze. But maybe bronze isn't so bad. Maybe I should look at some bronze futures. You know, buy some pounds of bronze, get on the seller's market or the buyer's market. All the fools are chasing gold and silver. I'm going to be hoarding my bronze. I'm just saying, I might want to stay in my lane. And I think I will. My bronze colored lane. It's beautiful. I can see clearly now. I suck at things. I can see all waiver wires in my way. Thanks again for listening on our journey to the Maroon.
Who's gonna cry? Does anybody say goodbye? Does anybody ride? Who's gonna funk with me down the way? 100-bar episode by your boy The Train, aka the philosopher, building back the tracks back to back to back. Believe that. Yeah. Yeah. He gave it to me, so I'm gonna give it back. Yeah. He gave it to me, and I'm gonna give it back. Believe that.
Think I'm sick of talking to you.
Yeah, so. No, I fit my cap too.